The Colorado Oil and Gas Conservation Commission regulates all aspects of drilling in the state. Over the past 5 years, Colorado's population has boomed, and more overlap between residents and drilling sites has created a topic whose very mention is fraught with distrust. KUNC's Jackie Fortier spoke with the director of the COGCC about how the industry is regulated and what lies ahead.
Looking out the windows of Matt Lepore's 8th floor corner office in downtown Denver, you see what you expect: high-rise office buildings, and beyond them, the Rocky Mountains. What you don't see are any signs of the state's multi-billion dollar oil and gas industry. But Lepore says he's reminded of how contentious oil and gas is to Coloradans every day.
There are people who think that we are indifferent to them, their concerns, their health, and nothing could be further from the truth. And if they would spend a day with my field inspectors and my environmental people, they would understand that we care.
Lepore has been the director of the COGCC for almost 5 years. During that time, oil and gas extraction, including the use of hydraulic fracturing, was banned by some communities. Ultimately, those bans were overturned by the state Supreme Court. But what remains is a lot of confusion over how an industry that the state relies on for millions of dollars in taxes is even regulated.
We make regulations by rulemakings, which are a public process, call it a quasi-legislative process. So it's similar to making laws. The rules that we make do have the force and effect of law. That authority to make those rules within the oil and gas space is granted to us by the legislature. The Congressional Legislative Legal Services does look at our rules we adopt to see that it's within the scope of the authorities we've been granted.
Boulder County commissioners recently passed some of the strictest oil and gas rules in the state. They say it's part of an effort to keep their residents safe. So I asked Lepore, how does he feel about people being afraid of oil and gas in their area?
We know there are going to be spills. We know there is potential for accidents. Again, lots and lots and lots of our rules are intended to, and I think successfully have, minimized those. They're not going to get them to zero. I don't think any set of rules gets any industrial activity to a zero, you know, zero emission or zero accident or zero adverse effects.
A bill failed at the state capitol, which would have increased the setback distance from schools. So now the old rules still stand. Oil and gas wells have to be 500 feet away from residences and 1,000 feet for multiple occupancy buildings like hospitals, schools, or jails. But why are those the distances?
The idea was to have enough of a buffer zone around a location that there's space for those people to evacuate or for emergency equipment to get in. Literally, in our rules, it's not that a location must be 1,000 feet away from a school. It's that if an operator seeks a location less than 1,000 feet away, they must have that public hearing in front of the commission. We adopted that rule in January or February of 2013. We have had zero applications for a location within 1,000 feet. The 500-foot setback was the result of this very public process, also recognizing, again, that we are really always grappling with sort of competing property rights.
He says an operator, usually the oil and gas company, has a legal right to access the minerals that they've purchased or leased. The COGCC has denied drilling permits in the past, but if an application meets the state's rules, the COGCC can't deny it.
We live in an industrial society with lots of things going on around us that have risks, that have nuisance effects. But these are, for the most part, my perception is, people didn't anticipate or don't anticipate that oil and gas might be part of their neighborhood. And those are property rights, just like the home they bought, the land they bought to build their house on.
Changes may still come to the oil and gas industry during this legislative session. Two Democrats in the Colorado House of Representatives have introduced a bill to make it harder for oil and gas companies to force reluctant owners to lease their mineral rights. That's known as forced pooling. The bill would require 51% of the owners to be in favor of drilling and more transparency during the permitting process. For KUNC, I'm Jackie Fortier.